Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Celbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm here with Labina Mitevska, the producer and actress of God Exists, Her Name is Petrunia, which is the winner of the Lux Prize this year. Good afternoon, first
Hello.
Of all. We already talked about the film with Fred in Berlin. And what I wanted to ask you is, what happened to the film after Berlin?
Oh, it's a fantastic surprise for us. First, it was Berlin, amazing surprise, and the way the audience reacted to the film. And after that, the film's travels, it was distributed to more than 30 countries.
Oh, great.
Which is a big thing for a small art house Macedonian film. So we travel a lot. It travels to festivals and it's opening to the countries. It opened to France, to Switzerland. So many countries are coming. So it's a great journey for the film and for us.
Yeah. Well, actually, what you said is right, because I remember when we saw the film in Berlin, everybody was talking about this film. It
really?
Was like the talk of the festival, because it was an unexpected little gem, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody was expecting anything about it. Nobody knew so much about the film, but then the film was so fresh and so heartwarming that everybody loved it. So that my colleague that interviewed the director in Berlin, she said that every woman wanted to be Petunia because it was like this story of affirmation, mm-hmm. of a girl that wanted to do whatever she wants, yes. and not what she's told to do, was very refreshing. And I wanted to ask you, as if the film has traveled a lot and is still traveling, which were the reactions from the audience that you get? The different reactions, maybe from different countries? Mm-hmm. How was the film received?
You know what is fantastic? We always, as artists, we always speak about universal stories. But sometimes you speak, but you don't believe in this so much, especially when you come from a very small country as ours, and you think that our problems are only our problems. But Petrunia, yeah. which is very, actually, it's very local story. You can say it's about the girl who tries to fight against injustice in the society. But after Berlin, what happened all the travelings, you see that, you know, everywhere where we go, the audience react the same. They feel with Petrunia. Mm-hmm. They want to scream with the Petrunia. Because no matter if you're a man or a woman, on everyday basis in our life, we feel everyday injustice. And you want to fight mm-hmm. against it. You want to fight for a better world. You want to fight for things which are you see and you want to scream about it. So I think through the face of Petrunia, a big message is transmitted and people understand it and feel with it. And I think end of the day, it's so beautiful.
It was a very liberating film in terms that you mm-hmm. see that you're liberated. You can transport your personal frustrations on the screen and see that something can happen. Positively
exactly.
speaking, so yeah. I think the strength of it. And I wanted to ask you, as a producer, because you were involved in the film since the very beginning, mm-hmm. How was the casting for the lead role? Because the lead role was
fantastic.
She was perfect. I mean, she couldn't be anybody else.
Yeah, it's Tone. It's amazing director. Sometimes it's she tells me you are the worst producer, and I tell her you are the worst director.
Wow, she, but this is normal.
With sisters is normal.
And between producer and director, actually.
But she goes through a very long casting process, so she really wants to give opportunity to everyone, especially for this role. And we make a big casting call, and after the 4 months, she was choosing the lead role because it was important for her to Petrunia to be the face she imagined. And after a while, she had on the end two women, very good ones, and one was actress with a lot of experience, and Zorica, who is now the actress of Petrunia, it was supposed to be her first film, and we had a lot of discussion because we were thinking it's maybe risky to take an actress who is only in theater.
Could have made your life more complicated.
Exactly. But on the end, as the owner it is, she chose Petrunia. We had, that's good in Macedonia, still we can have long rehearsals. So we have two or 3 months rehearsals with her. And she's amazing in the role. She's really, it was not easy role to play because you have a lot of ups and downs and physical look and winter and water. But it was, she was a very, and she's a mother of two small children. So for her it was not easy, but she was really...
She was perfect. She is actually perfect in that role. It's really strange and very time-wise perfect that a film like this has been done in these years, because we see many, many stories of women affirmation in films, or women like that manage to overcome bad situation, bad family situation, bad personal situation. So there is we can say that in the last couple of years, history about women are the central. One of the biggest topics in the films, regardless if the director is woman or man. Why do you think it's happening this? Why now? Why everything all together?
I think we should be grateful that it's happening.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's totally finally agree. The time to be happy. It's a good question because I don't know why it didn't happen before. I was always wondering why we needed to take so long and to be aware that the world should be equal to men and women and men. So, but I think for everything needs time. It's good that it came. We need to work on it.
It's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning. We need to work a lot on it. But it's a good start. It's a good start. Because we always have female strong roles. And many films are about women issues.
Yeah.
And we should not divide the good film and the good story is good story, no matter...
I totally agree with you. But the good stories lately are mostly about women.
Yeah, which is good. If you give a possibility, the stories to be told on another way, with another sensibility, with another issues which are maybe more interesting for us, why not? If it's on the end of the day, if it's good art and good cinema, we are all here to welcome it.
Yeah, and then it works as your film. I mean, if it's a good film, regardless, it's a good film.
So yeah,
good films travel.
Yeah,
bad ones don't.
Listen,
you are here because your film won, as we said at the beginning of the interview, the Lux Prize this year. The Lux Prize is a very important prize. If it's not very well known, like it's not very glamorous like the Oscars or something or such, but it's a very important prize. Are you happy about it? Because it makes a sign.
Absolutely. I think it's as you said, it's a very, very important prize. I think there's so much discussion about the future of cinema, and we are aware that somehow we are losing the fight, and it's a big fight I had with all these platforms, with all this internet. We are the cinema, less and less people are going to see the cinema, especially if you subtitle it. And we know in Europe there are 24 or 5 languages.
So
the young generation, I already feel old, the young generation, they are seeing cinema in different forms and different ways. And we, all of us, we need to adapt to that. Yeah. And we are lost. I'm not sure what is the way to adapt. If we should adapt to see cinema on phone, no, we don't doing it for that. But this is the reality which we are facing. So I think the Lux Prize, what they are doing, is not just the prestige that you will be in 3 finalists, but that your film will be translated in all these languages.
I think...
Honestly, somehow, I think the future of European cinema is in education and in the young people. This is our audience, and now it's a big fight because we need to teach them to respect different cultures. We need to teach them to watch different cultures, to understand them, to discuss, to talk about it, and not just to see American book blood. So I think we and Luke's Prize, as I see it, is part of that, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Luke's Prize is like the way to build a new generation of future viewers, future cinema goers, because to create again the cinema as an experience that you need to go to do, not by yourself, but with a group of people and enjoy this specific way of watching a film. Yeah. Well, thank you very much to Labina Mitevska.
Thank you very much.
Producer and actress in God Exists. Her name is Petrunia, by Tiona Stuttgart Mitevska.
I just want to ask, when we were doing the film, I asked my daughter, who is six, I asked her, she said, what is the name of your film? I said, God Exists, her name is Petrunia. And she said, I said, but Vega, what do you think? If there is a God, it's a man or a woman? And she said, I don't believe so much in God. But if there is existing, it must to be half man, half woman. And
That's
I think
it.
It's a good answer.
That's it. So with this, we can close the interview. Thank you very much to Labina Mitevska. I'm Angela Cherby from the Venice Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.